All right, so we're back coaching basics part two. And, we've spent considerable time looking at how we can be sort of non-directive in a more directive style of coaching. And I've tried to give you various options. There are probably many more, but what I want to do in this session is move towards the whole coaching, what coaching is all about. Back in the first class, I talked about the decision, the plan, and the management of the plan. And I want to look at each one of these in the light of this new way of thinking about coaching. So far we've only explored how you can, in the semi-directive way, help a client learn something about an area in their life they would like to fix, improve, learn for their life. This work, in some ways, what we've been talking about is pre-coaching, right? So teaching them about parenting or teaching them about time management or whatever the topic is, or teaching them how to play the piano or play the guitar. It's really about giving them a bunch of information. It's not really, we haven't focused really on action yet. We focused on giving a client enough information, enough knowledge, enough teaching, so that there's something now to work with. But okay, so now let's assume we've done that. We've taught parenting, we've taught time management, we've taught, how to play the piano, or how to play the guitar. Okay, well, now what do we do? Now we're ready to do the kind of coaching that was talked about in the 3-credit class on coaching that you already took. And do you remember from the class what the 3 things that a coach does? It was sort of the summary of, these are the 3 things that a coach does. Do you remember that? Hopefully you do. The 3 things coaches do. Number one, they help a client figure out what they want to do. This is the decision. So what do you want to do? Now, I've taught you about parenting. I've taught you about time management. I've taught you about marriage, all the different parts, the dating, the talking, the listening, how to deal with conflict. I've taught you a bunch of things about marriage, for example. Okay, but now what do you want to do? Okay, we have all this information there. But now what do you want to do? What do you want to work on? So we still have all of that coaching stuff to do. Secondly, help the client figure out how to do what they want to do. So, okay, you want to work on listening to your spouse. Okay, so what's the plan? What are you going to do the first week, the second week, the third week? How do you break down the ultimate goal of having a good relationship with your spouse? How are we going to break it down into the very things that we're going to work on? And then finally, number 3, help the client to do what they plan to do. It's managing the plan. Because, we break it down, we're going to say this is what we're going to do, but then you go out and do it, and then something doesn't work, or you didn't do it, or you didn't follow through, or it didn't turn out the way you wanted. And so now, how are we going to work this plan? Plans never go exactly how you plan them. Or you can make the plan, but not follow through with what you said you're going to do. And so the coach is there to help manage that. Without the management of the plan often doesn't work. So these are the 3 things that coaches do. So I want to look just briefly at each one of these as we're thinking about it with this semi-directive coaching. So the first thing, again, that the client, that the coach does is help the client figure out what they want to do. They have to make a decision with, again, all that information, all that teaching, all that fodder, if you will, on a particular topic. I've taught you about parenting. I've taught you about time management. I've given you all the different things that this subject includes. But now, what do you want to do with it? Based on all the semi-directive coaching, what is it that the client wants to focus on first? Okay, so we've looked at learning some stuff, but now out of all that you have learned, What do you want to try first? Note, some things have a necessary order to them. Allowing the client to set the order as much as possible helps the client gain motivation. So I remember when I took piano lessons, I was motivated to learn how to play the piano. My mother knew how to play the piano, but she didn't know how to teach it. So eventually someone helped me, and they had an order. Okay, they wanted me to learn the names of the notes. They wanted all this stuff. And I thought, this is not necessary. And, I was sort of uncooperative. And after 3 weeks, that was the end of that story. And eventually, I learned piano on my own. But in part, I got demotivated because the teacher figured out what I needed to know first, instead of letting me in on the whole process. So that's what I'm talking about. I think, especially for certain personalities, we'll talk about that in another session, but for certain personalities, and I think in terms of motivation, the more you let the client decide, the better. So letting him figure out what he wants to work on first might be, even in things like learning the piano. Even if they choose wrongly, eventually you're going to figure that out. So I don't know. I just think allow as much as possible. You've done all the teaching already, so now allow them to figure out where they want to start, instead of, the coach always knowing what's best. Help the client figure out what they want to do. Review what was learned in the teaching phase. So maybe, the client doesn't know. So you go over, we've learned about parenting. We learned about how to teach kids responsibility. We learned about how to give them the I am somebody attitude, the I will try attitude, the I can do it attitude. I taught you about the skill of judgment, about discipline, about not being the center of the world, and all the different parts of this class that I taught you. So we review all those things, and then help the client choose what he or she wants to concentrate effort, on the efforts going forward. You want to start with teaching your kids the I'm somebody attitude, or you want to start with the skills, responsibility, or discipline, because you perceive that as a great need in your family at this moment. So let whatever they choose, they're going to choose something that they're really motivated to do something about, rather than what you as the coach chooses. You may think this is the most important, but it might not be the most important thing for your client. Your client is going to gravitate towards the thing that they need the most. And if they choose the thing that they need the most, they're more likely to work harder on it. So help the client choose what he or she wants to concentrate their effort on towards by the client interest. That's what I just talked about. Or the client need. I just talked about that. Or the situational urgency. Okay. What's going on in their family right now. Or what's easiest. Maybe the client just needs a win. So they're going to choose something that seems like the easiest. Or they're going to choose something that seems like the hardest, because they're challenge kind of orientated people, and challenge orientated people want to try something hard or they don't work at it. Help the client figure out what they want to do, the decision. So I gave the example of parenting already. All right, so, oops. All right, so now we're moving on to plan. Help client figure out how to do what they want to do. Okay, the plan. That's breaking down what you want to. The client says, I want to teach my kid how to be somebody. Okay, so how are we going to do that? What are the steps that you envision to doing that? And, part of the teaching will help them figure some of that out. So out of all that was learned, the client has picked out a particular area within the chosen topic or skill, like parenting, giving the kids the albatross attitude. But now a plan must be figured out. Okay, let me go back to that. Say something more about that. So, a plan. This too is something that you let the client figure out. Now, you can remind the client of things that you've taught that may help them. You know, how do I teach my children the I will try attitude? And they go, well, I don't know. I don't know what I would start with. Well, what did we learn? Well, we learned that you put challenges before children, and then you praise them when they try, even if they fail. All right. So, and then you look at all the other different parts, and then you go, so all these different parts, what do you want to start with? Maybe you want to start with that. Or do you want to start with that? So you ask questions about the material that they've already learned that will help them figure out, like, the steps. I'll try this, then this, then this, then this. All right. So the three things, again, help the client figure out what they want to do. The decision, help client figure out how to do what they want to do. That's the plan. And then the last thing is to help the client do what they plan to do, and that's the management. So how do you help the client figure this out? This really is the feedback loop in the whole process. The management. Let me show you how that works. Assignments are given. Okay, so, this week they're going to do something. Okay, next meeting assignments are evaluated. Okay, you are going to challenge your child, and then when your child attempted, for example, you might have a three-year-old and they spill their water. You know, they're at the table and they knock their water off, and that happens quite regularly. Okay, so they spill the water, and then what you do is you say to your son or your daughter, "Oh, here's an opportunity to clean it up." And then you bring a rag over and, they try to clean it up. So that's the assignment. So the next week, how did it go? Did they spill their water? Well, yeah, they did spill their water. And what did you do? I immediately yelled. Oh, what do you think of that? Well, I know I was supposed to get the rag and let them clean it up, but I couldn't help myself. Okay, so If that happens again, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to try to be more encouraging and try to help them figure it out, because I forgot that the goal is to just get them to try. Or maybe they did spill and you got the rag and they cleaned it up, but then after they cleaned it up, you cleaned it up because they didn't do a good enough job. And so, again, what did you communicate to your child? You communicated to your child that they try, but they're not good enough. And so then they're not going to try again, because why should I? I can't do it anyway, and my parents are just going to make up for it. See, that's what you're communicating. When you redo the work, someone makes a mess, they fix it, but it's not fixed to your degree of satisfaction, and then you go and redo it, you're really telling them that they can't do it. And that then, and the next time, they're not even going to bother. So you have to be clear, the goal here is trying, not perfection. Not how well you did, but that you try. Adjustments are made according to the success or failure or lack of attempt, and new assignments are given. So, this is what management is. So you give an assignment, but things don't just go the way you think they might go. Number one, as the client, you may not actually follow through with what you're supposed to do, or your child may not follow with what you think they should do. And so there's a lot of variables here and a lot of different things that could possibly go, and then decisions and reactions happen on the spot, and that's where the coach comes in. The coach can help the client reflect on what happened, what was tried, what emotions were going on, and then you can help. Okay, so now, you know, we experienced this, and how could you have done it differently? What, in the light of everything you experienced, how might you do it differently? And now the client walks through the situation and figures out a better reaction. And so then they try it again the next week, and guess what? They're more prepared. See, this is how the coaching part really, really works. We don't learn by just being taught a bunch of stuff and now we're just going to go out and do it. We're taught a bunch of stuff and then we go out and the real world situation is different than we imagined. We are different. Everything is different. And so we experience all those things and now we bring that real world experience back to the coach. We put it on the table. We evaluate it. We think about it again. And then we walk through different scenarios of possible reactions. And now we're more equipped than we ever could have been, regardless of all the training and education that we could have had. And that's why you as a coach are so necessary for people to succeed. Because people don't just learn from a book. They don't just learn from, you know, the download of all kinds of information. They learn by learning something, trying, going back, evaluating, readjusting, going back, learning something, coming back, reevaluating, thinking about it, going through scenarios, trying again, and back and forth and back and forth. That's where the progress is made. And that's when it gets really exciting. So if you've been called to be a coach, you've been called to one of the most exciting things that you could do. Where you're going to see people's lives change before your very eyes. And you're the one that's helping someone reach a potential they didn't think was possible. And you're really just unleashing their God-given potential. It's there already. But you're the one that is releasing it and helping them to become something. That is exciting to me. All right, well, that's all for this time, until we meet again.